On Friday, Theater Grotesco comes to the stage of the Sunflower Theater in downtown Cortez. They'll be putting on the play Consider This and a theater workshop on Saturday. John Flax joins me now. He's the founding artistic director for the theater. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
John, Theater Grotesco brands itself as a sort of innovator in an art form that's been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. What's at the heart of keeping it fresh for a contemporary audience?
Oh, that's a great question. And a long answer is required, but I'll go short. We take form as the way that we can innovate and challenge audiences. So we're constantly playing with form and combining classic styles with modern ones in a way of coming up with something that can surprise audiences now.
That's also somewhat the premise of the play, right? Consider This. It's that focus on pre-Western history of theater, but it sounds like you'll be taking that and combining it with your own style.
Well, we actually take the audience on a little journey of classic Western styles of theater, and then we begin to combine them to show them how we do that and what we can come up with to make very modern theater.
As a group that improvises often on the stage, do you ever tweak a production, I guess, for an audience that you're presenting to that night?
Yes, we do. And especially in Consider This, one of the styles, very classic style, Commedia dell'arte, we use that as a jumping off point to say, okay, how do you make a classic style modern? And so we look at modern archetypes of characters and we come up with one and we try to speak to some issues that might be happening in that particular area where we're performing.
So imagine a bit of satire is involved.
Commedia dell'arte is, yes, it's over-the-top humor, and it points out all kinds of things for us.
My impression is that the troupe places a focus on the physical emphasis of theater. Is that right?
Yeah, we always look at the work from a physical point of view. If we can say something without words, it usually sinks in a lot deeper than words can. We live in a world, really, in a time that has so many words, and now we're questioning the truth of words. And so physicality is somehow more truthful. It gets to the heart and soul of things a little faster. It's hard to lie physically.
Is that a belief that you've always held, or is that something that's developed over your time working?
No, we started with that. Yeah, it's always what an actor does on stage says so much more than what they say.
I was reading the listing for Saturday's workshop, and it had some things listed, things I'd expect, like, remove jewelry, put your hair up. And it also listed that you work barefoot. Why do you have the workshop work barefoot?
Well, shoes actually, we use shoes to create a character. So it's very difficult to find neutral shoes. And that's the heart of the workshop, is to work from neutrality. The idea being that then you can create character on top of that if you find the neutrality. If you don't have the neutrality, you're kind of stuck with what you've got, which comes from your shoes in a lot of cases.
So in a way, it's kind of like working with a blank slate.
Exactly.
And as somebody who has next to no theater experience, let's say I showed up to the workshop on Saturday, how would you prepare somebody like me to work with you?
It's so visual. You learn as much by watching as you do by doing. And theater often... we find that if people are trained a lot, that training will get in the way of this work. So there's a detraining that has to happen. So, we often work with visual artists, painters, sculptors. They can resonate with the work in pretty profound ways. And then theater artists who want to work physically will get an eye-opener for sure.
John Flax is the founding artistic director of Theater Grotesco. On Friday, Consider This will be on stage at the Sunflower Theater in downtown Cortez. The next day, they will also host a workshop on performing for theater. Tickets and more information can be found online at sunflowertheater.org. John, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure, Danielle. We're looking forward to visiting Cortez.